I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch is optimistic that legislation giving states more authority to investigate cases of Medicaid fraud will soon be approved by Congress. Currently, state Medicaid fraud units, including Vermont's, are authorized to investigate cases of fraud and abuse only in healthcare facilities. Welch's bill expands the scope of these state fraud units to encompass all Medicaid services, including home care.
The Attorney General's office right now does not have the legal authority to pursue it. So fraudsters have got a good deal. They basically know nobody's going to be looking over their shoulder. And if we pass this legislation, that's not going to be the case. So it's also a deterrent because it's not a free ride and no one's looking anymore.
Welch says the full House is expected to vote on the bill in the next 10 days. He says the legislation enjoys strong bipartisan support. A horse in Windham County has died from West Nile virus. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture and the Health Department say the horse had not been vaccinated. The state says West Nile has been found in mosquitoes in all areas of the state. So far this year, there have been no cases of the virus in humans. Groundwater sampling near a now-closed, unlined portion of the Coventry landfill has detected elevated levels of chemicals known as PFAS, including PFOA. That news from the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources came as a surprise to the nearly 150 people at a community forum in Newport last night. The forum was organized by a local group opposing a plan to expand the state's only landfill. Northeast Kingdom resident Henry Coe is a member of the group. He says the landfill has changed Orleans County.
It's changed in our Northeast Kingdom. We feel strongly that we should not be accepting the garbage that others produce.
Attendees included 35 residents of Canadian communities that use Lake Memphremagog for drinking water. The landfill is near that lake. A fire at a Brattleboro homeless shelter has forced residents there to relocate. The fire occurred in a clothes dryer at the Groundworks shelter, and while no one was hurt, there was extensive smoke damage. Shelter officials say residents are being housed in a dormitory on the campus of the Winston Prouty Center. The relocation could last for up to 2 weeks. And a Barnett man has been charged with shooting a bald eagle in July. According to the Fish and Wildlife Department, Randy Goss admitted he shot the bird with a .22 caliber rifle. Upon conviction, Goss will have to pay a fine of more than $1,200 and will lose his hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges for 3 years. Killing a bald eagle is a violation of both federal and state law. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, becoming partly cloudy, a chance of a shower, south lows from the mid-50s to the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly to partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, highs in the 70s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.